American Language Course, Volume 2400, Tape 2402C. Hello, how are you today? Open your book to the tape support material for Tape 2402C. Make sure you have a pencil or pen. You'll need one. Look at Figure 1. Here are some terms we use to talk about how to study and take notes. Listen carefully and repeat these words and phrases after me. Ready? Maintain. Maintain a questioning attitude. Jot down. Jot down the explanations. Pick out. Pick out the main thoughts. Locate. Locate key words. Underline. Underline the important facts. Organize. Organize your thoughts. Abbreviations. Use abbreviations. Distractions. Avoid distractions. Determination. Have determination. I hope you repeated everything correctly. It's important for you to think about and remember the phrases too. One of the phrases said, locate key words. When you are reading a book or when you are listening to your instructor, it is very important for you to locate key words and phrases. Don't forget that. Now look at Figure 2. Here you see 5 groups of 3 words or phrases each. You will hear a sentence on the tape. You should circle the letter A, B, or C of the word or phrase, which is the key idea of the sentence. Listen to number 1. We'll do it together. Number 1. It's a wonderful feeling to be prepared when you go to class. Look at the 3 phrases in number 1. Which one, A, B, or C, is the key phrase or main idea of the sentence you just heard? The key phrase is be prepared, letter B. The important thing the sentence tells you is to be prepared before going to class. Now you should circle letter B in number 1. Now let's do the rest of the sentences. Remember, listen and then circle A, B, or C, the key idea. Number 2. Much of the material in newspapers is written to explain. Number 3. Organize your notes showing major ideas or points and subpoints. Number 4. Be attentive and interested when you read or listen. Number 5. You will find that the better you know the material, the easier it will be for you to do practical work. Let's see how well you did. We already checked number 1, so we'll begin with the second one. The correct answer for number 2 is C, material explains. These are the key words, the important words in the sentence. Listen one more time to sentence number two. Much of the material in newspapers is written to explain. In number three, the key word is A, organize. Here is the sentence again. Organize your notes showing major ideas or points and subpoints. The most important thing this sentence tells you is to organize. Then, after that, it tells you how to organize your notes. For number four, the correct answer is again the letter A, attentive. The sentence was, be attentive and interested when you read or listen. The main thing the sentence is telling you is to be attentive, pay attention. And the correct answer for the last one, number five, is B, know the material. The most important thing is to know the material. Listen to the sentence again. You will find that the better you know the material, the easier it will be for you to do practical work. We've finished figure two, and I'm sure you've learned that it's important to locate the key idea or ideas in a sentence. Now count the number correct and write it at the bottom of figure two. In figure two, we listened for the key word or phrase in a sentence. Now we're going to do something very similar. Look at figure three in your tape support material. Now we are going to listen for the main idea in each sentence. In figure three, you see six groups of three sentences each. You will hear a sentence on the tape. You should then circle the letter A, B, or C of the sentence that best expresses the main idea of the tape. Be careful. Sometimes the main idea will not use the same words you hear on the tape, but it will mean the same thing. Okay, we're going to begin. We'll do all six sentences before coming back to check your work, so listen carefully. Ready? Here's the first one. Number one. I must convince you you should take notes. Number two, you should concentrate on what the speaker is saying. Number three, passive listening is not enough. You must react. Number four, you may miss some important points unless your notes are brief. Number five, use a simple outline. Write the main points first and then the subpoints under each main point. Number six, asking questions is an aid to listening. Okay, now we'll go over the correct answers. Check each one and put an X next to the ones you got wrong. In number one, the correct answer is B. It's important to take notes. That's the main idea of the sentence. Listen to the sentence again. I must convince you you should take notes. When you want to convince somebody to do something, it's because it's important. The main idea for number two is A, listen to the speaker. The sentence you heard was, you should concentrate on what the speaker is saying. If you concentrate on what someone says, you listen to him. For number three, you should have circled the letter C. It is essential for you to react. The sentence from the tape was, passive listening is not enough. You must react. It's not enough. You must also react. It's essential. The correct answer, the main idea, in number 4 is A. You should make your notes brief. Listen once more to the sentence from the tape. You may miss some important points unless your notes are brief. The sentence is telling you to make your notes brief so that you don't miss the important points. For number 5, the answer is C. Use a simple outline. The sentence you heard was, use a simple outline, write the main points first and then the subpoints under each main point. The important part is the first part, which tells you how to make that outline. And the main idea for number 5, the last one, is A. It helps to ask questions. On the tape you heard, asking questions is an aid to listening. An aid is something that helps you. Good. You finished that exercise, and you've learned how to listen for the main idea. Before we go on, count up the number you got correct and write it down at the bottom of figure 3. Next, look at figure 4. Many times when we read or listen to someone talk, we have an idea of what is coming next even before we read or hear it. In this exercise, figure 4, you see 4 groups of 3 sentences each. You will hear a sentence on the tape, and then you must decide which sentence is coming next, A, B, or C. Let's try number 1. Listen carefully. Number 1. Specialized study is going to require a large amount of reading. Look at number 1 on your paper. Which sentence do you think should come after the sentence you just heard? Did you say B? Well, that's the correct answer. You should circle the letter B. Now listen to the 2 sentences together. First, the one from the tape, and then sentence B. Specialized study is going to require a large amount of reading, so spend a lot of time with your books. It is easy to understand. If you must read a lot, you will have to spend time with books, right? Okay, now go ahead and do the other 3 sentences in figure 4. Remember, listen and then circle the letter of the sentence that should follow. Number 2. You may want to say something, but not be able to put it in words in class. Number 3. There are 2 major points to remember. Number 4. Doing your job well will require a lot of determination. You should have finished. Let's check your answers to see what you got. Don't forget to mark any that are wrong. We'll begin with number 2. The answer to number 2 is C. Listen to the 2 sentences together. You may want to say something but not be able to put it in words in class. Because of this, try to express your thoughts before class. What this means is that if you cannot say what you want to in class, you should practice talking before class. In number 3, you should have circled the letter A. Listen to the 2 sentences. There are 2 major points to remember. One is, be alert. The other, be brief. The first sentence tells you there are 2 points, and the second sentence tells you what these points are. One is, be alert. The second one is, be brief. The correct answer to number 4 is B. Here are the 2 sentences. Doing your job well will require a lot of determination, and this determination will lead to success. I hope you had determination to do well on this exercise. If so, maybe you were successful and got them all right. Count the number correct and write it down in figure 4 now. The last exercise will require you to take notes. Look at figure 5. You see five questions at the top of the figure. The bottom of the page is clean. I am going to read a short paragraph to you twice. As I read it, you should take notes at the bottom of figure 5. After I finish reading the paragraph the second time, you will have 3 minutes to answer the five questions at the top of the figure. Right now, I will give 30 seconds to study the five questions. Study these questions now. Stop. Listen carefully and take notes as I read the paragraph. Here it is. Before you go to class, you must study the lesson in your book and be prepared. In class, the instructor will emphasize the main points of the lesson either by repeating, by writing on the chalkboard, or by changing his voice. Most of the time, he will try to clarify material in the book that may have been hard to understand. As he talks, you should take notes, jotting down key points and trying to organize the information in some way. Later, after class, you should read your notes and rewrite anything which is not clear so that you will understand everything later when you are studying for a test. Stop. Now listen to the paragraph one more time. Begin. Before you go to class, you must study the lesson in your book and be prepared. In class, the instructor will emphasize the main points of the lesson either by repeating, by writing on the chalkboard, or by changing his voice. Most of the time, he will try to clarify material in the book that may have been hard to understand. As he talks, you should take notes, jotting down key points and trying to organize the information in some way. Later, after class, you should read your notes and rewrite anything which is not clear so that you will understand everything later when you are studying for a test. Stop. You will now have 3 minutes to answer the five questions in Figure 5. Use short answers if you can. Begin now. Stop. You should have finished. Now let's check your answers. Put an X if your answer is wrong. Then write the correct answer. In number 1, the correct answer is before class. Again, the answer is before class. In number 2, there are 3 answers. The answer to A is repeating. Again, repeating. The answer to B is writing on the chalkboard. Again, B, writing on the chalkboard. And the correct answer to C is changing his voice. Again, C, changing his voice. The answer to question number 3 is trying to organize the information. Again, the answer is trying to organize the information. For number 4, the correct answer is after class. Again, after class. And the answer to the last one, number 5, is so that you will understand everything later when you are studying for a test. Again, so that you will understand everything later when you are studying for a test. How many did you get right that time? It wasn't an easy exercise, was it? If you're still not sure what I said in the paragraph, don't worry. You will see it again in Part B of the evaluation exercises. Right now, though, write down the number you got correct in Figure 5. When the tape ends, do the evaluation exercise for this unit. Read the instructions carefully. If you have any questions you cannot answer, ask your instructor for help. Your instructor will check your work when you finish. Goodbye for now. This is the end of tape 2402C.